Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Away we go for hour number four. The final hour of the Rob Brown Show is live. Welcome back, Robin the Great One. Alonzo with you. Listen, we're coming to Hayton S. Mario here in just a second, but we have to talk about this for 30 seconds. They're redoing the windows here at the Palatial Fan Upstate Studios, really the whole building. And one of the things they're doing is they're putting vinyl screen prints across the windows as advertisement A, and to keep the studios a little cooler in here. It's like the shade that it's see-through on our side, but there's an image on the other side. Well, the one that they just put up is a giant banner with me and Lonzo's heads on it.
Yeah, dude,
Lonzo, your head's big, but it's never been this big before.
I don't know. I think it might be actual size. nearly 30 years in radio, nearly 25 years in this, at this company, and however long we've been here in this building, like 22, you always think about seeing yourself up on a billboard. This is as close as I'm going to get.
Close. It's pretty close.
But it's really big, and you're going to see it from the road. And like I just said on the stream, cry just a little bit, because now I can go out and take a picture and say, see, Mom, I told you. I mean, you feel like you actually made it.
Not going to lie, I may have already gone out and taken a
picture.
Yeah,
I knew. Mario can attest.
What do you want? Now
I said he's not here because you went outside to take a picture.
Now my actual head is as big as my metaphorical head. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the building.
Still won't match the guns, though.
That's also true. Hayton S. Mario from the BetQL Network, a.k.a. Mario Heron, executive producer at BetMGM tonight, which you can hear on this fine station and Odyssey stations everywhere from 7 until 11 p.m. joins us now on the stream to talk some NFL and whatever the hell else we want to get into. I'm struggling right now.
No, he's not. This is cool, dude.
It's really rad. It's pretty rad.
It's hard to formulate sentences when you know your face is on the side of the building.
What up, Mario?
I can't believe I'm in the same, stream as two legends right now. Wow. There you go. That looks good. That's two great photos of you guys. Now, is that? Oh, that. Okay. At first, I thought that was Rob Brown just staring at himself in that photo.
No, that's actually the guy that's putting it up. That man has not just Mario, a two-part, not just an immaculate
beard. By the way, real quick, I have to self-report. I turned my mic on. I spoke without my mic on. You didn't see it.
One.
You know, I can't do that.
I respect the honor. Not only does this man have an immaculate beard, but, this is weird to me, a New Orleans Pelicans hat adorned on top of the noggin, putting the work up today.
He must be a listener.
I'm telling you. He's obviously putting that up.
He has not paid attention to us at all.
Not once.
I mean, I've tried to not make once. Some eye contact, and, you know. Not once. Yeah, it's not happening.
All right, big dog. Let's talk. No. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say there's nothing worse than when you're trying to make eye contact with someone and you can't do it, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to give up.
A.K.A. Mario's whole dating life.
Okay, that was a layup for you.
Yes, it was.
I laid that up for you. So.
Yes, it was.
You know who can't do a layup? The guy who's wearing a basketball jersey.
Listen, you're trying so hard to get people to knock the jersey.
Well, yes, I am.
It's not going to work. It's a dope jersey.
It's because the jersey's taken away from the fact that you're wearing it.
It's also good that it's a real jersey from a real.
It is a real jersey. The Bel Air Academy, a.k.a. the Fresh Prince, baby. It's untouchable. I need you to know, Mario, here's what happened. Rob Brown was driving into work this morning. Rob Brown was drinking a drink. A car cut Rob Brown off. Rob Brown dumped a half a barrel of Monster Energy drink down the front of his shirt on the way into work because somebody cut me off. This is all I had in the car, so I rolled with it. And when I started the show, I was like, oh, man, I've got to wear no sleeves on the stream. This is like Mario caliber of bad decision making. And all that's happened is everybody who's seen it has been like, dope, love it.
Wow. I mean, it's not a bad jersey to rock. There's worse jerseys. But, like, it does I'm not gonna lie, the sleeveless on a stream, it's a move.
It is a move. It is a move. And I need you to know, I have gone from 6 a.m. till 9:07 and 6 seconds a.m. with, I think the jerseys might go back into the rotation now.
No, please don't.
I think you should do that.
Yeah, I don't think you should do that.
You know, it's probably like a one shot deal.
I think both of y'all can shut up, is what I think. All right, let's talk some football, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start with this whole Davante Adams thing, Mario. The Raiders say 2 days ago that they are looking at trading him. We never officially heard Davante say he wanted, asked for, demanded, requested a trade, though the reports are that he did. And that's where this whole thing started from. The Saints and the Jets are on Devontae's wish list. I'd love him in New Orleans. I don't think the Saints have the capital or desire to make it happen. I think New York is a much better possible landing spot. But what do you make of this whole situation, and where's Devontae suiting up next?
I think it's just all points towards the New York Jets. Rossini reported yesterday that a lot of teams that, you know, called and checked in on Adams, the asking price, et cetera, the repeated thing that she kept getting back was everyone's like, yeah, it's the Jets. It's the Jets deal. That's the direction it's going in. I think the Saints would be like the second option there because of Derek Carr. And the receiver coach over at New Orleans is like a mentor to Davante Adams. So two deep connections there. We obviously saw him go leave Green Bay and go to Las Vegas for Derek Carr. The love affair they have between each other is absolutely crazy. I mean, I don't know what they went through in college that just bounded them together forever, but it must have been something, you know, fantastic, because I'll never understand that. But I think it's going to New York Jets, and if I'm Davante Adams, or I just don't really, you know why he would want to go to New York. You're going from one disaster to another disaster. So I don't know what you're really thinking there, Bubba. I'd probably push like Buffalo, or like, you know, a team that's actually going to be real. And, you know, in the next coming months, instead of a team that's having a head coach and their star quarterback fight in between press conferences about the cadence for the team.
The cadence. I love the when your boy comes into the room and you're like, hey, how's everything at home? And they're like, it's great. Everything's great. We're fine. No, you're not. No, you're not. We know you're not. The fact that Rodgers has been on TV and podcasts the last 2 days, like, no, me and Robert Sala, we're great friends. Our relationship's great. It's like, bro, you trying to convince me or yourself, big dog? It's ugly, dude.
Come on. Like you and I don't act like that with each other.
Yeah, and there are days we want to punch each other in the parking lot.
Well, why wait for the parking lot?
Exactly. Just do it in between breaks. I also, the thing that people forget too is, I think it was week one or week two, they scored a touchdown and Rodgers like comes off.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Tries to like dab him up, and Rodgers like, you know, pushes him away and tells him, you know, shut up or whatever, like calm down. Like, this is an uncomfortable relationship that they clearly do not, you know, get along at all. And what, Nathaniel Hackett's the person that's the in-betweener for them?
Yeah, it's real not good. It's real not good. We'll see what happens with the Davante Adams story. Talk to me about another team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the last winless team in the National Football League. I had a moment this past Sunday, hate and ask Mario, watching that game. Trevor Lawrence missed Brian Marshall, the new wide receiver at LSU, phenomenal wide receiver, was open every passing play they ran, and Trevor was just missing the dude. Granted, he was under attack a lot of the game. I think the Jags offensive line may be a little bit overrated coming into the year, but I had my first moment on Sunday, Mario, where I thought, maybe Trevor Lawrence ain't the guy. Maybe the Jags got this one wrong. Is it him? Or is he going to be another guy that much like Darnold, Baker Mayfield, et cetera, you can kind of go, is it him or is it the franchise a little bit? Because it kind of feels like maybe it's the franchise a little bit.
I'll just say this. Is it the franchise? Like, really, is it? Because they've kind of constantly surrounded him and given him, I would say, decent weapons. And, like, yet we're still here. Like, last year, everyone was like, they have a chance to have the best record in the NFL. They have a chance to absolutely just take out the division in the AFC South. Everyone was so sure that was going to happen. Next thing you know, here come the Colts. Shane Steichen turns around that program with the backup QB the whole year. CJ Stroud was clearly the best quarterback in the draft class, and he shows it. And then we go to this year where it's like, okay, they draft Brian Thomas, they get Gabriel Davis, they lose Calvin Ridley, and that stinks. But they clearly, you know, reloaded a little bit on their weapons. It's another year of Trevor Lawrence in his system. And then we constantly think back to, hey, remember when they came back and beat the Chargers in the playoffs, and then they almost beat the Chiefs in the next round? We, like, get hung up on that, like, way too much. And I think that's tricked us all these past 2 years into just realizing that Trevor Lawrence is just simply not that good. I don't see it with him. I haven't since he came into the league. I know he had Urban Meyer, and that really, like, you know, put a huge pause on his development. But even with Doug Peterson, who is a Super Bowl winning head coach, he just doesn't seem like he's really taken the next step and has really been in the next category of quarterbacks that can, you know, really lead your team into being a Super Bowl contender, to the AFC Championship, to winning your division. It just doesn't seem like he's that guy. And the good news for Jaguars fans is that you guys just extended him to a 5-year, $275 million deal. So he's truly not going anywhere. So it's, I don't think it's going to get better for him at all. It's really good that your head coach, too, is not acknowledging that he's on the hot seat. That always goes great, guys. Every time a coach does that, it always ends great. So here's the good news, Jacksonville. And again, I'm going to say this for probably the 1,000th time in my life. I don't know how the hell we have a team in Jacksonville, but that's besides the point. It's going to be okay. Your coach is doing fine. Your QB that doesn't look that great right now is already extended, and you have him through the 2030 season. And don't worry, in 2030, it is a base salary of $53 million. And hey, with the way the dollar is going up, that could be like $5 by then.
Here's the good news.
Think on the bright side.
By then, they'll be the London Jags, because I, at this point, I am just thoroughly convinced the goal is sabotage everything so Shad Khan can move that team to London. I don't know, man. Like, I look at Trevor, and you see the flashes, right? Like, they're there. Every now and then, he hits one, and you're like, bang, there it is. But it's every now and then. I just look at this team, and by the way, yes, Jacksonville is the butthole of America. I agree. I don't know why you'd want to put a football team there, but hey, not my decision, not my call. I just feel like there's a reason this team is this bad. And it ain't talent and it ain't personnel. Is it Trevor Lawrence? Did Philly make the right call in ejecting Doug Peterson? Is Press a bad OC? Like, I don't know which one it is. Any one of them could be the reason.
I think that's it. Anyone could be the reason, and something has to change. Like, it clearly, like, this is not working. And like, time is kind of against them right now, because the Texans are figuring it out. Well, not figuring it out. They haven't figured it out. They're in a win-now mode, and they're clearly going to be the team to beat in that division for years to come. If Anthony Richardson can learn how to throw a ball between 5 to 10 yards, he's going to be really good and can stay on the field. And Shane Steichen's clearly a very good coach for the Indianapolis Colts. And that defense, by the way, is like actually sneaky, not as bad as people think it is. Titans, I mean, Will Levis isn't it, but I think Callahan's actually a better coach than we give him credit for. And I think if he just kind of gets the right pieces there in Tennessee, a.k.a. an actual like good quarterback, I think – not good, but can be sneaky good. Can, like, sneaky piss you off in games and, like, take you down to the wire. So time is against them, and it's not going to get any easy. Life's not going to get any easier for them. So they got to figure out quickly who the problem is and what the issue is and try to fix it. Because the other thing that doesn't go for them too, Rob, is that they are not a destination spot either. So you're not, no free agent's going to go, God, I want to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah, they, I mean, really the best argument they have is no state income tax. The counter to that is you have to live in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
All right, last one before we let you go. My preseason prick to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year was Jaden Daniels. Yeah, nailed it. That dude's real good.
Good for you. No, yeah, good for you. Okay, but also, I got an argument about this over the weekend. Just because Jaden Daniels is exceptional right now, and he is exceptional, does not mean that Caleb Williams is bad.
No, I totally agree with that too. Just so we're clear, I agree. Let me be clear. My thought on Caleb Williams.
By the way, really quick, he could still be bad though. One may not mean the other.
He could still be, but there's been like increase, like he's looked better and better every single week, but it's just his jump hasn't been from throwing for 120 passing yards to 400 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, you know, 25 for 30. Like, it hasn't been this insane game where we watch the highlight reels for like 4 days straight, but it's been, in, you know, steadily increased like a normal rookie does. Like, let's just, you know, be patient with the guys that it doesn't happen right away. You know, Mahomes sat out a year. Josh Allen took a minute. that guy's rookie year, he was not good. So let's be patient.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with all of that. I think Jaden Daniels is very good. And the problem you're going to bump into is because of the fact that Caleb Williams was labeled the Windy City Savior before he stepped foot in Chicago for the first time. The expectations on him were higher than Jaden. So when Jaden hits that mark, the expectations are Caleb should be better than that. And the reality is, unless you were listening to me preseason when I said Jaden Daniels is a once-in-a-generation player, he is the clear once-in-a-generation player, that doesn't mean Caleb Williams is bad or good at this point. I don't think we have a sample size. Four touchdown drives he led last week looked a lot more Caleb Williams-like. We'll see if that trend continues. I just really wanted to further pat myself on the back for knowing ball, Mario. That's all.
No, yeah, pat yourself on the back. I thought you were right if it helped at the time. You know, pat yourself on the back, but it's a long season.
It is. Yeah, a lot of football left to play. Hating ass Mario. Mario Heron from the BetQL Network joins us every Thursday at 9 o'clock to talk National Football League football. He will again next week now that life's gone back to, well, back-ish to normal. We still don't have power. It's very aggravating. Hating ass Mario, thanks. You're the man. Thanks for coming, big
happy
dog.
Happy you're doing okay, and happy you're safe after the hurricane.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. You know, I was thinking about it yesterday. No power in South Carolina. Real good time to come up to Washington, D.C. for a couple of days.
As long as you don't bring a tattoo and don't wear a basketball jersey, you're more than welcome.
And there's the fact that he has no more days off. So
there's also that little wrinkle in the game. We'll see. We'll see. Big fella, talk to you next week.
See you guys. Thank you.
Hating ass Mario. Mario Heron, he is the executive producer.
Real quick. He's struggling putting up the diesel and coal picture. It just keeps falling off. I think it's because
they're always causing problems.
Every time he puts up, diesel is like staring right at him, and he can't take the intensity. He's having trouble putting it up on the window.
Oh, Hayden S. Mario from the BetQL Network. You can hear him and Ryan Horvath and Brad Evans every single weekday night from 7 to 11 right here on The Fan Upstate. You can also hear Fight Club with Lonzo when we come back right here on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of fully expected that the Fight Club intro was going to play here, to be honest with you.
You're right, and it should, but I'm still, I got to admit, I meant to put it in there, and I realized it wasn't in there, and then I was busy looking at the window.
Lonzo got it. Let me tell you people what happened during the break, and then we'll play Fight Club's intro, and then we'll do Fight Club. During the Rashad Beard interview, they're putting a new vinyl wrap on the outside of the building. It's, you know, we got big windows advertised on them. Why not? And the first thing that they put up outside our studio here was a big vinyl with me and Lonzo's pictures on it. You know, the cool one that we run on the stream is in a waste screen here. This one, they put that picture up on the vinyl. You know what Lonzo says during the break? After the bosses put his and my big ass heads up on the screen, Lonzo
says,
if I did, you'd do the same damn thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Lonzo says during the break, you know, I really hope they put my head over on the ORD windows, too. Like, his giant noggin posted on the side of the building for everyone on Garlington and Woodruff to see isn't enough. He wants another one. I want another my picture on a building-size billboard. So I was like, I'd like another one, please. That's not enough me on the windows.
I just want bookends. I mean, it would look better. I mean, you got me on one side, you got me on the other side. You know,
Unbelievable.
That hurt.
Do the thing.
Yeah, as James just said on the stream, Lonzo going into business for himself.
I'm telling you, man.
Hey, man, you know.
Lonzo screwed Lonzo.
Well, did I?
I don't know. You get your head on the building. Yeah, you're clearly doing something right.
I mean, when are we going to get the opportunity to go, yeah, but my face is on the building? When are we going to get the chance to say that? I don't know.
I don't know. I already posted a picture of my Twitter.
Well, I know. It's just like, hey, man, get out of my way. Why? My building. Right there. Look, there you go. All right, time to get into the Fight Club. Before we get into WWE Bad Blood, which happens this Saturday, let's talk about AEW a little bit. AEW just made a major deal with Max. They are now going to simulcast Dynamite and Collision on Max, and pay-per-views are going to be on Max, but you're still going to have to pay for them at supposedly a discounted price.
I'm good with it, honestly. I mean, I think this situation feels to me like it is a realization, and I could be wrong, I could be overthinking it, but it feels to me like this is a realization by AEW of where they stand in the pecking order. And that's not a bad thing. You're up against a company that's been in existence for a thousand years at this point, and you're still, even though you're 5 years old, in the grand scheme of things, you're new. You're still the new guys on the block. So to accept this deal that gives you a bunch of money, even if it's not anywhere close to what WWE is doing, I think it is an acceptance. And the only way to grow is to realize where and what you are and plan from there. If you plan from idealism instead of for idealism, you're going to fail. So I think this is a good move.
I'm curious about, I mean, if they discount at half price, I think that would be cool. But they only take $10 off. I mean, I'm glad that it's simulcast because I still have power. Don't have power. Neither does Rob. So last night I downloaded the TBS app and tried to play Dynamite on the TBS app. Made it through one match. Then it kept skipping back, and then the auto didn't play over the video. It was weird. And it could be a matter of internet. With what's going on with the internet right now, I don't know, but the app did not work real well.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I didn't know there was a TNT app until you talked about it this morning. So this again, the hope here, if you're AEW, and actually I'd assume one of the selling points was likely that TBS was like, look, we're gonna put you on the app, and we're also gonna utilize this as a reason to upgrade the app. So I'll tell you right now, like, as somebody who comes in, and Lonzo can attest, the overwhelming majority of the professional wrestling I watch is recorded off of a stream the next morning after the show, so I can skip past the commercials. Apps are brilliant for that, and I am much more likely to watch the commercials if I can watch it wherever I am with the stream in real time. Instead of having to be sit in front of a TV, especially when you're talking about 2-3-4 hour shows, with the exception of pay-per-views, I think it's a good deal for AEW all around.
Max is one of those apps and one of those sites like Netflix that a lot of people have. And in some cases, it comes with whatever TV or whatever they bought. All right, two more things in AEW. MVP and now Shelton Benjamin are in AEW, and they're going after Prince Nana. Will Bobby Lashley show up? Will Swerve join or be targeted by the new Hurt Business?
Yes.
Oh, they're going at Nana.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I love it. And again, first off, Prince Nana is the best. Just the best.
He said last night, you know, I used to be a wrestler, and he was going at MVP, and then MVP introduced Shelton Benjamin, and then Shelton Benjamin took his coffee.
It's the best.
And drink it.
I love him. And also, by the way, you know what the biggest hope that I have for Shelton Benjamin is that he finally gets the run that so many of us have thought he should have had for years. When the Hurt Business came into play in WWE, they were organically way up, like way over. Like, we love the Hurt Business as a fan base. And then it just kind of stopped. And I don't think we ever really got a valid explanation as to why the Hurt Business was given up on. There was thoughts it was because they knew Lashley was eventually going to leave. But the reality is, this was a year and a half, 2 years before his contract was up, so I didn't get it. If AEW has an opportunity, provided they don't do what they've done with so many other WWE characters, and that is bring over one that's really hot, give them 2-3 months in the sun, and let them go. With the difference being, like, for instance, Mercedes Moné, I'm sorry, has been boring since she showed up at AEW.
Yeah, she still is.
Shelton Benjamin and the Hurt Business were organically to the moon when it was broken up.
All right. The problem I have with that is there are other factions that they could do stuff with in AEW, and they haven't. Now the BCC, especially the new BCC, they're doing stuff because I think if there are major stars in the thing, like anything Jericho does, they're going to push it. But like House of Black, I mean, that should be the most dominant faction in all of AEW, and you see them every once in a while. So I'm worried that that's who they'll go at. It'd be them, which would be some awesome matches, and then they'll both fade away into the background or end up on ROH.
I completely agree. Now, that being said, you heard the pop for Shelton Benjamin.
Oh yeah,
on screen.
Oh, for sure. They teased it like it was going to be Lashley, which was well done.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone thought it was going to be Lashley, and it was Shelton Benjamin.
For sure. I would say overall that when it comes down to it, AEW has the opportunity to do something extremely special here. And here's the thing. They don't have to do anything. We want you guys to do exactly what you were doing over there. I don't want any. I want the same logo. I want the same look. It's gold. It's
without,
everything.
Without restraints.
Without restraints. Yeah. I want you to do. You know what I want you to do? I want you to be a faction worthy of being called the Hurt Business. I just want that out of you. And if they do that and just let them be what they were, this is going to go to the moon.
I do wonder if WWE owns that name. It probably do. So they'll probably call themselves something else. As long as it's not something lame like CEO.
I don't even hate that. It's just like, if you're going to do that, you've got to carry some Riz with you. And Mercedes Moné just has also, this window's going to suck for that
guy.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Oh, that pole's sucks. In the way, and who knows what they're putting back there.
That's going to be the station logo, right? We got Rob Brown and Alonzo. We got Cole and Diesel, and that's going to be the station logo.
You're just going to see the F and the N.
F-ing? The effing fan upstate.
Yeah, there we go. All right, one last thing for AEW. Last night, Jericho said to Mark Briscoe, "You can't beat me. Maybe your brother could."
Yeah, he said, "You'll never be as good as your brother was."
Yeah. So, first of all, Christian should be pretty angry. Although,
it's gimmick infringement.
It's a brother, not a dad. Is that too far? I mean, it's been a couple years, I believe. So, but still, is that too far?
No, I mean, listen, this is one of those things. I think there's time and place for professional wrestling to be funny. I think there's time and place for it to be dramatic. I think there's time and place for it to be dark. And I think there's time and place for it to be very over the top. And I think this is one of those spots that it's over the top. But the way I've always looked at it is, if the dude, not the character, if the person portraying the character is good with it, then go for it, right? Like if you say anything's game, and it makes it entertaining, have at it. I'm good with that. This is why so many of our favorite rivalries have all been based in reality, right? It's been John Cena telling Roman Reigns, "Hey, if you want to be a star kid, you got to learn how to do a promo." Like that was heat to the moon. Obviously, this is about a dead relative, which kind of it hits most of us, because while most of us will never understand what it's like to be asked to carry an entire company on our back unless your face is plastered on the side of the place that you work. You like that?
No, it was not in that we were right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Then the reality is all of us can understand the pain of having somebody knock the memory of a deceased loved one. So now it's like, oh, hooks in, I'm invested. I absolutely love it, even if it is gimmick infringement.
All right, let's get to WWE.
You know what? Real quick, I'm real glad that they put the logo, because if they would have put either one of our faces behind this poll, do you understand the bleep storm that would have followed it?
No, because it would have been me. So, but that's,
it totally would have been you. It totally would have been you.
And it would have just... it would have been funny, and also would have hurt
your
really bad.
Persecution complex would have gone to the moon if they put your face behind the pole.
Yes, it would have.
You would have turned into the Wilson from Home Improvement of the station.
I would go out and just throw eggs at it or something. I don't know. Not saying that you should do that, okay? But if you do, aim at Cole and Diesel, not
please.
Us. All right. WWE Bad Blood happens this Saturday at 6 p.m. Why is it on earlier? Well, because the company also owns UFC, and there's a UFC pay-per-view that comes on at 10. So you know this thing's going to end by 10, so it can go right in. And I think it's a good move, although... if you have Peacock, you don't have to buy that. Then you can buy the UFC. So you go right into it. That's a lot of combat sports, if you will, all in a row. All right. The first match that we're going to pick WWE Women's Championship match between Nia Jax, who's the current champ, and Bayley.
I'm going to be honest. Like I said, I haven't watched wrestling in a very long time, so I'm doing this blind. I am going to go Nia Jax retains.
As am I, but it's cash in time. I mean, she's got to do
it. It's what time?
It's Tiffy time.
It's Tiffy time!
You should look at her latest
Toodles
TikTok that showed up on my ex where she's being flipped by her boyfriend. It's so cute. All right, the next match.
By the way, there's a show in town next week.
Oh, that's right. SmackDown going to be here next Friday night.
And they usually send us at least one title holder.
They do.
And I'm just saying, if it's Tiffy time, Tiffy time.
I'll handle the interview.
No, I mean, you won't. You just, no, the hell I mean, you will not, son.
Because you're acting like you're just going to ogle.
So,
never said the word.
Tiffy! I'm going to tell you straight up right now. Tiffy time comes on this show. I'm coming in neon pink top to bottom. Top to bottom.
And he's going to go, hey, you see my picture out on the side of the building?
Tiffy! 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 Look! Look! That's me.
Right over there. Yeah, that's me. All right. Damian Priest versus Finn Balor again. Or for the first time, I don't know. There's been so much fighting between them, and I know you love the Terror Twins. I don't. But friend of the show, Damian Priest, needs to break away from his twin and be his own dude and get the championship back. We know there's going to be interference. I don't know who's going to win this, but I'm going to pick a friend of the show and go with Damian Priest.
Terror Twins powers! Activate!
See, that's why I don't like it. I mean,
just don't like Rhea.
No, I liked the Wonder Twins when I was a kid. Okay, I did. I can't picture them turning into this.
They already are this.
I'm offended for the Wonder Twins. All right, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Damian Priest retains. Wins.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have anything anymore.
Sorry,
but it's okay. All right, Women's World Championship between Liv Morgan and
You see what I'm pointing? My point?
Rie? I can't pronounce the name. But anyway, she's wrestling against some goth girl who didn't be a goth girl who's now, you know, like going from guy to guy. It's almost like it's back in the Vince era. It's sad. But Liv Morgan versus Rie?
Going from guy to guy, Dom, the dirty convict that he is, left her from some lady who won him over by just flashing her booty on the television, and you think Rhea is the one going guy to guy? You hate her.
It was a wise choice, Dom, but him saying he can't go back because he's going to be hung in a shark cage.
So good. It's so dumb and so good.
Stupid.
I love it.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Wow, I don't...
There's plenty of room for dumb things in wrestling.
All right, that person gets her belt back.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, you know I'm not picking against mommy. Come on.
The only way that this doesn't go the way that we're picking is if Charlotte happens to come back, because she's been a lot of videos of her...
Yeah. And on top of that, yesterday, Cody Rhodes was on the McAfee show, and it was very cryptic, but McAfee asked him after the show, is the big one coming back this weekend? And Rhodes looked at him and said, which big one? And McAfee was like, oh, and then just walked away. So somebody is making a return this weekend, and that's a good theory about who it is.
See, that's funny because I even have that written down here underneath this match. Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns versus the Bloodline. Already a lot of people upset about the fact that Cody is teaming with Roman Reigns. He also said on McAfee that this will have repercussions for Saudi and for WrestleMania. That it's going to lead into all that, which is a little too much foreshadowing for, I think, but it's
far
there
out. It's a little far out. You got so much between here and
there. Yeah, but we know how things are, and things can change because they have just this past year. But so this is good. This could be interesting. So I'm going to go with the Bloodline winning.
I'm not. I'm going to go with Cody and Roman winning. But there's, I don't know what it's going to be yet. There's an Uso twist in here somewhere. You got to keep them involved for right now. There's an Uso twist. Is it Jay helping? Is it Jay helping Roman and Cody, or is it Jimmy making his return and helping out the Bloodline, or the brothers both pitching in for one side or the other? I think there's an Uso twist coming here, but I will go with Cody and Roman win.
What if Roman suddenly turns on Cody and they all beat Cody up?
I think he does, but I think it's after he wins. Because okay. They had that whole thing. I haven't seen the segment yet, but I saw enough of the clip on social with them. Apparently, they were on a football field somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was Georgia Tech. It was well done.
It was well done.
It was directed by Paul Heyman.
It was good. Yeah. You know, it was a whole, you have my word, I'll keep my promise, whatever. And I believe that's true. I just think the minute that belt hits, Roman goes bananas on Cody, but he will have fulfilled his end of the bargain at that point. So I'm intrigued. I do think, like, I know a lot of people are kind of tired of the Bloodline, but I think there's enough of a shakeup in this story that they can keep it vibing. And I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Cody's up, just like I predicted he would be.
What's The Rock doing these days?
Cody, still out there as a wild card, right? Yeah. Which could be the big one he was talking about. Cody is, without all of this, a boring ass champion. He just is. There's nothing when the chippy underdog ain't the chippy underdog, there's no more layers to that onion. It's boring. He needs a lot of moving pieces around his title run, and this is a good way to keep that going.
All right, and finally, CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre in Hell in a Cell.
They got Punk out in front of everything right now, so it's hard to pick against him. I'm not going to. I'm going to go Punk. As much as I love Drew McIntyre, I'm going to go Punk.
I'm going Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
He's suffered way too many losses lately. I think it's time for him to get one.
That's fair. All right, that's it for Fight Club with the great Melonzo. When we come back here in just a moment, we clean up all the rest of the stories we haven't gotten to yet. We ask what the X is going on, and then we get the hell up out of here on the Thursday edition of the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Final segment of the Rob Brown Show goes now on a Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow on the radio broadcast, obviously football weekend upcoming. We'll give you our picks, predictions, prognostications, projections, and selections for the weekend. That is, did you see Jerry Jones yesterday going with the full Ted Lasso treatment? The Cowboys are out practicing. And JJ just lands his whole ass helicopter right in the middle of the practice field. Like a straight out of Major League's moment. JJ sets it. Lonzo, when I say on the practice
you don't
field,
need
I
to
mean
turn it.
square ass in the middle of the practice field.
I can see it, and I've already seen it, and I don't have a problem with it. Because if you had a helicopter and you owned a team, you would do the exact same thing.
That's no, not when my team is actively practicing.
You got to show who's boss, man.
Bro, landed on top of the Titan Tower that you own.
When our boss lands his helicopter on top of this building, I don't get jealous. I'm just like, that's my boss right there.
When the boss lands a helicopter on top of this building, I wake up from that dream that I'm having. All right? But that being said, I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, it's a power move. All right? It's a, you know what it's up there with? It's up there with our guy, Kirk Cignitti, the head coach at Indiana, who said, I win. Google me. In fact, I need to move that. I went and grabbed that clip. I need to move that clip over. My dude said, I win.
Oh, you didn't put
Google
it on
me.
Your... Wow.
Not yet. I forgot to. I made like three of them from yesterday's audio because they were that good. The point here is that is the powerest move that I have seen in a very long time. Like that's unbelievable to me.
So if another owner does that, do you have a problem with it? Or is it just because it's Jerry Jones?
No, I mean it is the Jerry Jonesiest thing I've ever seen for sure.
All right, if Tepper does it, of course you're going to have a problem with it. But if your owner, if Arthur Blank shows up.
Yes!
No,
for the record!
Arthur Blank is considered like one of the coolest guys. I mean, he wears sweet-looking coats
and
stuff.
Listen.
And Arthur Blank is always on the sidelines, but people don't really say a whole lot about that.
Remember a couple of days ago when we were talking about Dikembe Mutombo and the Who Wants to Sex Mutombo thing and how, like, certain guys, but a very small number of them, can get away from that? There is
You're going for it again today, right?
You said you were 2 days ago.
No, you said you were going
away. I said you got to give me a couple of days.
Okay, all right.
There is no world, none at all, anywhere. There is no one out there that can land their helicopter in the middle of the workplace of other people and not kind of catch the, that's a D-bag move response. There's just, it's just not. You could be, Drew Brees could land his helicopter in the middle of this studio during the day, and I'd be like, Drew, that's kind of a, like, come on, dude. Come on.
No, you'd be like, can I take a ride in the helicopter? You know you would.
So I mean, helicopters are awesome.
So you could say you took a ride with Drew Brees in a helicopter.
Helicopters are awesome. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, like, where someone else is actively working, come on, man. Delta Bravo move from JJ.
Yep, I don't have a problem with it. I don't.
That is unsurprising to me.
Now, ask me if I would have had a problem with it, like 20 minutes ago before my picture got up on the side of the building. Maybe I would have had a different view. Everything has changed now.
I got nothing, man. I got nothing.
I really am going to go in the office and cry later. I don't understand why it's such a big deal that Jerry Jones took a vehicle to practice.
It's a D-bag move. It just is, dude. It's a D-bag move. To land your private helicopter on a field where your team is trying to get better and go win games. You're like, not only am I richer than and always will be, literally everyone who will ever see this happen, including the multimillionaire athletes out here playing, but I am actively going to disrupt your lives in order to make sure you know that I'm richer than you and always will be. It's a D-bag move.
Yeah, I finally got what that awkward silence was for.
There it is. I wasn't going to say it.
Dude, the window thing is killing me.
You can't even see it anymore. You got to go outside to see it.
Yeah,
now.
But I know. It's so cool. All right, the first thing that's Xing is Gene Wilder.
It would have been Gene Wilder's birthday today.
No, here's why it's Xing.
Oh, okay.
Someone threw up a picture of him when he's younger and said, yeah, if you know who this is, you're my friend. Now everyone's just sharing the picture.
I mean, everyone who knows Gene Wilder, I hope.
No. If you know who this is, if you know who this actor is, then I want you, then you're my friend.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, we do look good on the building,
Roy.
Thank you.
We do look good on the building.
Roy. I agree.
All right. So maybe I did give credit, you know, to somebody else, which I thought maybe I did. All right. The next thing, we got extra time.
We got a minute.
That's why I was doing that. All right. The next thing that's Xing is Black Ops 6.
Black Ops 6. I will say this. Black Ops does not get enough credit as a franchise for the story game being as good as the story game has been over the years, because everybody dials in on the online multiplayer. And that's fine, because it's a great, well, it used to be a great online multiplayer game. They basically Fortnited it too hard. They got all the goofy Fortnite crap in there, and it kind of took away from what it used to be, which was a good tactical military game. But The story mode has been phenomenal, to the point that I will buy Black Ops for the offline individual.
You don't have to buy it because, it's still a couple weeks away, but it is going to be on Xbox. On Game Pass.
Dope.
So you're good. All right. The next thing is Xing is Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter celebrated his, well, I say celebrated, Jimmy Carter.
Well, I'm sure he celebrated. I mean, they took him out in his wheelchair and wheeled him around.
Jimmy didn't look great. But he's also 100.
He's 100, dude. Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say anything.
Should we do cartwheels or something? There is a
0% chance I am making it to 100. It's just not happening.
Not with that attitude.
No, not with these genetics. There ain't nothing to do with my attitude.
You got a full-on gun display going today. What are you talking about, genetics?
These guns. Yeah. The Brown Cronin genetics aren't exactly... the men in my family... don't see triple figures. Okay. The women do. The men do not.
And finally, shout out to the powers that be who did the window thing. Cause I really am, man, that is probably one of the coolest things outside of my children and my wife that has ever happened to me.
No, it's like the coolest thing, including your children. Well, not your wife. Your wife's awesome.
All right. So, some other people have said on the stream, now they can't get rid of you. Yeah, we're both done.
We are done with the show, at least. That's it for us today.
We're going outside and look at the picture.
Y'all have a spectacular rest of your day. Thank you for being here. Come back tomorrow when we run you through the college football and NFL weekend upcoming. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Have a great rest of your day. This is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later!
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.